Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 17th of June. The US Federal Reserve policy decision today should leave interest rates unchanged. In the past week or so, we've had the Bank of Japan move from accommodative towards neutral in an appropriate manner. We have had the European Central Bank move from neutral towards restrictive in a policy error. For the Fed, which began the year with a mildly restrictive policy position, an unchanged stance seems the most likely outcome for now. What is perhaps of more interest will be signals around the authority of Fed Chair Warsh. Markets have, for many years, fixated on the Fed chair as setting the tone for policy, both in a cyclical sense and in a philosophical sense. The policy framework of Yellen, with a labour market focus, or Bernanke, very focused on liquidity, helped to shape expectations about the broad trends and direction of policy. With Powell, the philosophy of policy was notable by its absence, and that was a problem. With Warsh, the question is whether a coherent policy will be presented, and more significantly, whether Warsh will be able to rally support for whatever cyclical views they may hold. Warsh's reputation in the Fed is such that the new chair may not receive the deference previous chairs, including Powell, have received. The dissent within the Fed over policy has almost become Bank of England-like in recent quarters, partly because some members may be guided by politics more than economic data, partly because the deteriorating quality of economic data in the United States means that one can spin the numbers to fit any personal policy bias. UK May consumer price inflation came in lower than expected, and the consensus forecast range was actually skewed to the upside. Inevitably, given the oil price, transportation costs were the main upside contribution. Most other sectors were pulling down the inflation rate. The full impact of energy prices will come later in the year, with the weirdness that is the UK's electricity pricing structure hitting prices later on. But for now, this is a pretty benign set of figures, and it is unlikely to spur any kind of action on the part of the Bank of England. The United States is offering May retail sales data. The narrative here is well established. Consumer spending on retail sales and on services is growing faster than income because the inflation caused by the war in the Gulf and the dwindling inflation impulse that comes from tariffs have generally been paid for by lowering savings rates rather than by cutting back on spending. The US consumers' determination to spend income they do not have on things they do not need is impressive, and there's no reason to suppose this is going to change in the near term. It all keeps the US economy operating at a reasonable pace of growth, although inevitably, there is more fragility about the consumer's support today than was the course before the war. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.